My Quechua speaking grandmother. Today, I want to share with you a part of my life story. I am a 1.5 generation Peruvian migrant to Japan. 1.5 generation means that I arrived in Japan when I was young, a child really. My parents were first generation immigrants, so my children will be second generation. I am in between, so I am 1.5. Japan is my second home. I don't feel like a foreigner here, because the time I have lived here is much longer than the time I live in Peru. But I don't feel Japanese either. Perhaps this is because I am both physically and emotionally different to most Japanese. Although, to be honest, I sometimes feel like a foreigner when I visit Peru. This is because I no longer remember the streets of my city where I lived, and although I can speak Spanish and have no problem communicating with others, the way I express myself, my gestures, and all my nonverbal communication is now very different to people living in Peru. Although I sometimes feel like a foreigner in my country of birth, there are still many things that make me feel Peruvian. For example, listening to the traditional music of the Andes and the Andean folklore. When I listen to El Condor Pasa and hear the sound of the zampoña and the quena, I feel like I have been transported back to my childhood. Music is not the only thing that makes me still feel Peruvian. One other thing that stands out to me is what I said when I suddenly feel pain or touch something cold. Think about what you said in Japanese. When you touch something unexpectedly hot, do you say it, achi? Or if you say it, knock your knee on a desk, do you say it, ita? Well, since I was a little girl, and even now, whenever I touch something surprisingly cold, I instinctively say it, alalau. Alalau comes from the Quechua language and might be similar to how you might say tsumetai. Another one is achakau, which I might say when I knock my knee on a desk. I also say achachai when I have made a mistake or something is a serious problem. Anyway, all of these expressions come from the Quechua language. In my home country of Peru, the official languages, there are several, including Spanish, which is used by more than 80% of the population. Then Quechua, around 14%. Aymara, just under 2%. And many other native languages. Quechua is a language spoken along the Andes mountain range, from southern Colombia to the northern Argentina. There are several varieties of Quechua, just like there is British and American English, and more, and there are many dialects in Japan. Not many people in Tokyo will say Shirangana, right? But it is still Japanese. It's the same for Quechua. In Peru, Quechua is considered an important language, but many of its varieties are endangered. Even though I am Peruvian, I can't speak Quechua. My mother doesn't speak it either, but both of my grandmothers did. My paternal grandmother was from the province of Pomabamba, which is called Puma Pampa in Quechua. Puma means the large cat, and Pampa means plain, like Heia in Japanese. My grandmother moved to the capital city of Lima when she was very young. In Lima, Spanish is officially spoken. My grandmother moved there looking for a better life. But she had many struggles and faced a lot of discrimination for not speaking Spanish correctly. My grandmother, because she was the oldest sister, could not go to school. When her mother died, she had the responsibility to take care of her younger siblings, so she never had the opportunity to learn how to read or write. When she arrived in Lima, she met my grandfather, who was also from the region of the Andes. They built a life together in the city. My grandmother and grandfather opened a bakery and built a large house where they welcomed people from the Andes and gave them work. Many people who arrived in Lima found our house to be a place of support and guidance. Many of them spoke Quechua. Although I cannot speak the language, I remember when I was a child listening to my grandmother speaking Quechua with her friends from the same village. Even when her friends got settled, they would still often visit my grandmother. In this way, she really was a grandmother, providing support to many others. Even now, more than 20 years after her death, there are many people who remember her and are very grateful to her. Quechua, for me, is not only a language of my homeland. It is the language that links me to my grandmother. Although I only speak to her in Spanish, I can still hear her speaking Quechua. In my own experience, I came to Japan when I was 15 years old, to a new country and a new language. I felt as though I lived a similar process to my grandmother. But I have to be grateful. In my second home of Japan, there are more opportunities for women to study. My grandmother couldn't go to school, and she was illiterate, but a great person. More than 90 years after her birth, her grandchild is now teaching at a university in Japan. I hope she is proud of me.